listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We've got Steph on her way in. She's doing a Mr. and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride in, but I've got Danny here, the station manager, and we're gonna start the show. And hopefully, Steph's listening to us in the car because I'm gonna say, "Be careful, Steph. Take your time. Don't rush. We'll be here in 10 minutes." And hi, Danny. How's your week going?
Going good. And yours?
It's a new month.
It is.
It's the month of June. We're almost to that 6 month point where I do my little flip around and turn around, and so I'm getting all the bad out right now, so it's only going to be good for the next 6 months.
Yes, we're at the halfway point of the year.
We're not yet though. July 1? Yeah. July, September, October, November,
December. 12 months in a year?
Oh, we are at that 6 months. Yes. I thought I had one more month to get it together. Now I'm really depressed. You just ruined my whole day because
Sorry.
I literally was just telling somebody that. That's probably why my accountant's been all over my butt the last couple of days to get everything in order and get everything, because we do a flip at the halfway mark. And so now that I'm depressed, and I don't know, I might have to take up drinking now, that because I just lost a whole month. Thanks, Danny. Thank
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much. A lot going on in Brevard this weekend.
Yep.
We just had our Memorial weekend, and we had a great day. We did some barbecuing and burgers and lots of people together and fun. And and I thought, oh, here I'm going to start my new month and put the other half behind me. And
well, you can
flip,
you can
it around.
Flip it now. And
yes, but I thought I had one more month to get it together. That's you just depressed me. You just totally ruined my day. And I was having a good day. What's wrong with me? Oh my God! I thought I had one more month.
You're right. You can still get it all together.
Isn't there 13 months in this year? Well, that's okay. You know, first of all, I just want to thank Melbourne Seafood for always picking up the show here for us so that we can sit here and I can talk stupid and say that I lost a month and everything, and because Melbourne Seafood makes that possible. Please, everybody, take this number down, 321-437-1567. Put it in your phones. Text me, "Hey, I'm listening." Before the day's over, we're going to give some Tyrus tickets away, 2 tickets to Tyrus. We've got Tyrus Live is going to be at the auditorium on Friday, and there's just a couple seats still available. And I have to tell you, some of them seats are uppity in price, but we're going to give away 2 of them later on today after Stephanie gets here. So we've got Tyrus happening. Did you get a chance to YouTube Tyrus and see who he is?
I did not.
Because I did. And this guy's energetic. He's funny and pulling a big crowd. He's been on, he's been a wrestler. He's been on Fox News, or he's got his own show maybe on Fox. And so we're looking forward to Friday. Is going to be a different day at the auditorium. And of course, you know me, not your ordinary concession is going to be open.
That's right.
Doing let's talk about that, because This Wednesday at the auditorium, on Wednesday and Thursday, I have the MMB band, the Melbourne Municipal Band. They're coming in, but you know what? I'm going to be open. You're not
absolutely
that's right.
Right.
You're not your ordinary concession's going to be open. They're having some kind of picnic or something like that. But you know what? It doesn't matter because I've got the full bar going on. I'm going to have some really cool specials for dinner. I might do those shrimp tacos again.
Oh,
the ceviche tacos. And I'm going to do some Cuban chicken that is from one of our local Cuban restaurants. Set me
up
with
a great burger. I know that.
Absolutely. So on Wednesday and Thursday, the doors open at 5:30 and show starts at 6:30. But I'm going to be there doing all kinds of food and beverage. It's going to be a great night.
Go to the band. And go see Kim at
That's
the concession
right.
stand
that
and get
right.
one of them specials.
So let's tell our audience what we were just talking about. When we started the before we started the show, mm-hmm. we were just talking about all these foo-foo places coming up.
Right.
Okay, so you've got, you have markets now. Now, there used to be Green Turtle, because we can talk about Green Turtle, because they just closed down. So, you know what? I don't know why they closed. There's a little controversy. Some say one thing, some say the other. I'm not getting into the drama of that part, but I can tell you, if they were thriving, they would still be there.
That's right.
Okay, so when you go in, it's this, you know, nice market. They're serving. The food looks awesome. Looks awesome. They've got a nice restaurant. They've got a huge wine selection, and they've got prepared foods. They look great, but they don't taste so terrific.
Well, they always say looks can be deceiving.
So people eat with their eyes. You know, people don't know it, but I actually, all through school, I thought I was going to be an artist. But I gave up that and started doing my art on the canvas, became the plate. Okay? People eat with their eyes. It is true. When you look at something, you go, oh, wow. But then when you take a bite of something that's beautiful and it doesn't taste good, it's even twice as bad as when you look at something like meatloaf that looks like, you know what?
Right.
You take a bite of it and go, oh, man, this is good. Okay. I think it's even worse when you look at something that's beautiful and then it's just mediocre at best. So, and the prices. The prices are high on this kind of stuff. I know even for homes, I know I use HelloFresh because I have a 19-year-old that likes to cook at home. So you get that little box. It's got a little stuff in it, and she makes these little foo-foo beautiful dinners. HelloFresh is okay. I don't think it's good value for your money. I don't think, I have girls in my house. If you had guys in the house, you would need to get two boxes. It's not enough food.
I agree, because we get that at the house.
Do you do the HelloFresh?
Yes.
So you do. Have you tried any of the others?
I don't believe so. I think HelloFresh is the only one.
Okay. So it is. It's not enough food for guys. Right. For me and my girls, it's fine. But, yeah, if my brothers were in town, I'd have to get five boxes. And they're not cheap. You know, they give away a lot of promotions, but it still comes out to $10 a head cooking at home with your own extra ingredients.
Right.
They try to put a little bit of everything in there, but you're still using your oils and your, you know, your
yep.
salts and all that stuff. So it's still costing. But so these places are taking on, like, there's the Urban, what is it in Vieira?
Urban Prime. I think it's Urban Prime.
So I've been there, and I have to tell you, I really enjoyed it. They're selling Scott's on Fifth seasonings now, which are very, very good and make any meal better. So I love to see that. So there's some cool things you can get in there that you can't get other places. And then outside had some nice long tables. You could put big parties or... I know one time I sat there and there was us at one end and other people at the other end of the table. I'm all right with that. But by the time you're done eating, you are talking to those people because
sure.
you sort of can feel like they're listening to your conversation a little bit.
Right.
But that's okay. German restaurants are like that. German restaurants, mm-hmm. I used to love that. You'd go in and there's 10 people at the table you don't know.
Especially in Germany.
Right.
I've been there and done that.
Have you? Okay.
Absolutely.
So do you know what a yard of ale is?
A yard of ale?
A yard of ale. It's one of my favorite things from German. Now, pre-COVID, you could go to, say, Epcot. I used to love to go to Epcot. The German restaurant there, you could get a yard of ale, which was, it's a glass tube. It almost looks like some big bong or something. Because it's got a big ball at the bottom of it. It's filled with ale, with beer.
Uh-huh.
And you flip it up. It's a yard. It's 36 inches big.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And you have to twirl it. Because otherwise, that bubble at the end just throws it all in your face. Okay. But you pass the yard of ale. amongst these people that you don't even know in the day. Now, obviously, we've gotten a little bit more health conscious.
Right.
I believe the alcohol kills everything, so I'm all right. Pass me that beer. I'll take a drink of it. I don't care who you are.
There you go.
But, yeah, I loved a Yard of Ale. Yard of Ale, and you would really get to know the people really well sitting at your table.
Yes, you will.
That's a veil. So, and I love German food. Now, the thing. My brother, one of my favorite restaurants is a German place in Melbourne Beach called Cafe Coconut Cove. I think we've talked about this before. Have you gone there yet?
Yes.
You did?
No, wait, Coconut Cove. No,
it's on the beach.
The one in Sebastian.
That's almost a Sebastian, I'll tell you. It's on A1A way down.
Yeah.
Melbourne Beach, past the Publix. But my brother went in there. And
on the river, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's, I did go there.
So, did you like it?
Yes. Very good food.
So it's one of my favorite restaurants. I love the best chicken in the world, and I like chicken. So my brother went there the other night. He says to me, you know, it was good. It was all right, but it wasn't like what you made it out to be. I go, well, what did you have? He goes, a steak. I was like, you were in a German restaurant. It's like, you get Wiener Schnitzel, Sauerbraten.
It's one of the few places that you can actually find German potato salad.
Yes.
That's hot.
Yes. So that's what I said. I go, well, you just ordered wrong. I go, you don't go to a German restaurant and order the steak.
Right.
Yeah. I get a New York strip. No. No. You get the Sauerbraten. Mm-hmm. You get the Spätzle.
Spätzle. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You get, you know, the red cabbage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Forget the steak. Go to Dijon's. Have your steak. Your mm-hmm. steak at Dijon's.
When
you don't
go to a German restaurant.
So don't tell me that Cafe Coconut Cove wasn't good, because it's always been great for me. Always.
It was excellent.
Where'd you eat last week? Did you eat out at all?
I think we stayed home for most of the week last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, I made mini sliders at home last night. All kinds of like BLT sliders, cold cut sliders.
Well, that sounds good.
You know, because we had a pool day. The weather's been beautiful. Let's talk about some things happening in Brevard. So let me just tell you, Melbourne Seafood, they have an all-you-can-eat snow crab. All-you-can-eat for $49. Is that a good price?
I would think so.
Because I got to tell you, what do I always say about Melbourne Seafood? To me, Melbourne Seafood is the best value in Brevard. They still have their $9.95 lunch specials.
You can't beat anywhere.
No, you cannot get that, and it's a lot of food.
Yes,
you're still $9.95. You're still taking some home. Not that I like to do that, but you can. The West Melbourne location, which is over there, it's off Palm Bay Road, by the Chick-fil-A and the Walmart. That location, and also the Vieira location. They have their $9.95 lunch specials every day. The Melbourne, the US one, the one that's at US one in like Strawbridge, 192.
Yep.
That one has fried baskets. They're a little different. They've got whole fried, you know, people would go into Melbourne Seafood and go, we want fried stuff. So they did it. So now that one's serving a lot of different fried baskets, sandwiches, and wraps. And again, best value for your money. Please go into a Melbourne Seafood. There's one of them near you, Vieira, Melbourne, the West Melbourne, and say, well, what's cooking in the 321 sent you there? And give them a try. You've ate at Melbourne Seafood.
Yes. You will not be disappointed, I will tell you.
So do you love the garlic butter that goes on it all?
Yes.
So my
really
son
good.
Doubles up on that. I get it on the side. That's the only thing. You either love it, and I do love it. I just only want a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, too much is too much.
So you can take that and make a scampi the next day.
Yep.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. So that's what's going on at Melbourne Seafood. I still want to try that Jimmy Hurra's, the one that opened where Pineda Crossing was. They had their soft opening. I haven't heard a word. Nobody's talking about it on Facebook. So there's a couple places I want to go and check out. That's one of them. And the other one is Pub Americana, which is downtown. The bar manager, daytime person, is going to come on the show. And we're going to talk about Pub America. It's downtown in the, it's near where, right over the railroad tracks. You go over the railroad tracks.
Pub Americana.
It used to be where the
it's in Cocoa Village.
Nope, Melbourne. It's downtown Melbourne. You remember? Do you remember where like the old train station was, where it goes in? It's in there. It's the front part. It's on the street.
Okay.
So Pub Americana. That's what's coming up. Coming up soon.
But don't they have a Pub Americana in Cocoa Village?
I don't know.
I think there is.
That's your neighborhood.
I think there is, and we.
And I am trying to voyage out.
We've ate at that one.
Did you?
Yes.
Good appetizers.
Good burgers too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're gonna have them here, and I can tell you about Front Street. We've got Mel Boom going on the 4th of July. I'm gonna be doing food and beverage for that, and there's gonna be food trucks outside. That's an all day thing on the 4th of July. Melbourne puts out great fireworks, big party. There's gonna be stuff I'm gonna be talking about next week. Stuff that's going down in the art district on O'Galley. For that same week, the 4th of July week is going to have a lot of fun drinks and stuff where, you know, everybody pretty much parks their car and walks. You've got FM Pizza down there. You've got Lord's Library, the Salty Fox, lots of places. You've got the Intercoastal beer. You've got Nomads opening up. Can't wait to get them in here. Can't wait for that door to open. They've got an Airstream trailer that's cut in half. The top's on the ceiling. The bottom's where the bar is. It's looking really cool. So lots of things happening in the downtown area. Want to get to that Trader place in Titusville, which is just like Urban Prime.
Okay.
So that's what we were talking about. They've got the foo-foo food. Let's just talk about the foo-foo food for a minute, because I'm finding it very disappointing when it doesn't taste like it looks, though. I know we just talked about the art.
It should, to me, if you look at something and it looks like, wow, it's popping on the plate.
Yeah.
It should taste like it looks.
So where's the prettiest food you've had lately?
Lately?
Yeah, the prettiest food. The food that looks so wow. And then you just take a bite and you just go, oh, this does not taste like it looks.
I can't even tell you. I don't know.
And you go to franchises.
Yeah, but.
I know you do. You go to those franchises. It's good to talk about this for a second, because right now we need to not go to franchises, because everywhere's closing. I mean, we've seen the Dove close. Frankie's on Wickham Road's closed. They still have their one, though, on the beach in the Publix Plaza. Hopefully that'll stay open. Wendy's just closed. Let's see. Here's some franchises that are just closing. The Wendy's on the beach in Indy Atlantic just closed. Here's a one that surprised me, Tijuana Flats.
They closed?
Closed, yes. Hello, Stephanie. Stephanie just walked into the studio. Stephanie, we were just talking about our, like, urban primes and our markets that have gone foo-foo food outside, which we love. We love that whole posh little whatever.
This is an experience.
But they look, it's the experience. You're right. But their food looks beautiful. And I'm not talking about Urban Prime, because I really do like their, there's Dijon's Village Marketplace, sort of the same concept. Of course, we had Green Turtle, which is no longer.
I know.
Now, do you know what really happened to that?
It's a developer that's going in there.
So, but what are they going to put?
It's going to
put property.
Oh, you know, it's going to be something. It's going to go up.
Will it be food, do you think?
They'll end up maybe having a food venue in it. I don't know if it'll be a rooftop thing or lower thing. I just know it's the developer that took it.
Okay, so people are building these, just like the Trader Place, in which it's a funny story, and I'm going to tell that story in a minute, because you know that I've been trying to get out to meet the chef in Titusville at the Prime Trade something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which I'm going to get that name right. Sorry about that. I'm building anticipation for everybody, okay? So I went to Dijon's, and my bartender making my espresso martini was telling me about this place in Titusville that it's actually her family has a partnership in it. There's some kind of part of it.
I'm going to look this up.
And she's saying I have to go there. And I said, no, I am going there. It's like the biggest.
Is Prime something?
Trader. It's in Titusville. And it is one of these markets where You go in, you can buy your pre, you know, your food that's already done and what have you, or you can sit and eat. I hear the chef is great, great, great. And so if anybody gets there before me, you put Trader in Titusville and see what comes up. And so I've heard nothing but great, great stuff about them. But so, like, let's just take the Green Turtle. I know you've been there many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there many times. They have a great wine selection.
Sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
Okay. But the one thing I can tell you is they had a lot of food that looked awesome. But when you took a bite, it was just mediocre. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It does happen. Yeah.
I know. So I'm hating to see that, because I said, it's like when you look at a plate of meatloaf that looks so disgusting and you take a bite and go, oh, that's so good. Or Indian food. Well, it looks worse than that. I've seen worse things than a baby diaper.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about food and something that looks good. I remembered a couple weeks ago we ate at the Beer Garden in Cocoa Village.
Okay.
And it's a German restaurant.
Okay.
Basically. The food came out and it looked really well and it was absolutely good.
Okay.
So we've been there a couple times.
Okay.
And it's really good.
So that's what we were just talking about, because these markets, they have tables like, you know, Bavarian places where there might be one couple at one end of the table and you're at the other end.
Yeah.
You're connected.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't bother
me. Tables are a thing.
Huh?
I love it.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't bother me. Yeah. I used to drive all the way to Epcot. I was telling our listeners to drink a yard of ale with 10 other people I didn't know in that.
All right, girl. I see Harvest Market.
Nope, it's Trader.
I do not see
anything
with Trader.
You know what? I'll bet Jennifer is going to text me and tell me what it is. Let's just see. Because she stays up on that. So we're definitely going to check that place out, though.
Yeah.
The other place is how about the Pub Americana? Did you try that downtown yet?
Yep, Pub Americana's
okay.
Awesome. Yeah, they do
okay.
a good job.
So I was impressed, too. Now they're going to be coming on the show with you and I.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I
don't know if she's a bar manager, bartender. There's two of them, though. They're going to be coming on.
Okay.
The new place that took the Pineda Crossing, Jimmy Hula's.
Yeah, the new Hula's place. That place.
Have you checked it out?
I haven't been in there yet. But
you need to automate it.
The outside is stunning. It's beautiful.
It is.
They really did a good
job. So I'm giving them time because I don't want to have to go on the radio and say anything negative, because I know it's hard to open. We've got all these places closing. It breaks my heart. It makes me so sad because we've got...
We'll give them a couple of weeks.
And Wendy's on the beach closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tijuana Flats.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Lobster. So franchises, though. Okay. Not our Doves. And...
it's a mixed bag across the board.
Milo's. My favorite Milo's.
But Milo's...
Petrillo's.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why they didn't just sell... Like it was. It wasn't broken. I mean, why not sell
He sold the property.
Yes, the property. Now it's a dog place.
I know. But, I mean, it goes to the highest bidder.
What I'm saying, though, is the restaurant.
They don't care about preserving
that. So they're selling the real estate.
They're selling
the real
estate.
My thing is, what happened the day when people sold their restaurants? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't broke, don't fix it. You can add whatever you think is great to it. But keep the restaurant going forever.
There's not buyers there.
I know.
So
I hate to hear that.
It's a tough industry, and it's the staffing. It is the staffing.
So, of course, I was talking to my favorite chef in town, Scott, from Scott's on 5th on the way in today. And his wine truck didn't show up today. Somebody was on vacation. Yep. Yeah. They're just like, well, we don't care about Scott's wine. We're not. And come on. He's celebrity chef in town. If he can't get his wine, you know what? What's happening in this industry? So here's a good example, though. Now, tomorrow night, he's got to tell somebody he's out of their favorite wine because that wine didn't come in today because somebody's on vacation. Somebody else is not there. Okay. Somebody called in sick for whatever reasons. These are the problems us restaurant people have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's online ordering now.
So
you can be responsible for your own orders.
And you know I always do my own online.
Oh, I know.
But I can't help when that driver, and believe me, I had a Southern.
Scotty's old school too.
I know.
He used to do the old school way.
So,
but, I mean.
I do it. You know I love to put my own orders in. I don't like to bother you guys.
Control.
Yes.
It's not about bothering. It's
right.
Because what's happening a lot of times too with all the online ordering capabilities is that the person who's supposed to be responsible and still handling your business, they're getting lazy. They
right.
stop becoming consultants. They're mm-hmm. not salespeople anymore. They're literally just order takers or order processors. They're hitting a button. And they're losing that love and feeling and taking care of their clients and being so involved and wrapped up in their business.
And is it because commissions went away a little
bit? A lot of the commissions have gone away. They're getting disconnected because...
Which I sort of love that they're not on commission. Because yeah. when they were on commission, they'd try selling me something I didn't want. Okay. But I think it did. It made our salespeople lazy. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I haven't seen my salesperson in a month.
I'm not surprised.
And... You would think that they would show a little love to Kim.
Oh, absolutely. I would, because you're very good with, you're a great customer.
But I mean, we're thriving.
You give back and grow. And anytime you do a new project, you bring your people with mm-hmm. you. And that's what I love about working with you. But I hear it from so many of my operation, like all my operation friends, you know, in the business. They are just like the dawn age of good sales rep is gone.
Yes.
I mean, no one cares anymore.
Because, I mean, you used to be in my place almost every day. Oh, are you all right? You need anything?
I spoiled my people rotten.
I know. Or if something didn't come in, I'm calling you at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll have it there by 9. I'll borrow it from this person. We'll give it back to them. Mm-hmm. And you'd show up yourself. Yeah, that day's gone. Yeah, I don't see my guy. And when I do see him, I feel like there's a hidden agenda.
Yeah. I mean,
I just said that on the air. Hope you're listening.
Without a doubt, yeah. And the thing is, yeah, I was commissioned, but I charge a fair price to earn a fair price.
Right.
You know, and that's why a lot of people couldn't replace me. They come and try to place me all the time in your place. But you allowed me
Didn't
to
we love that, though? Didn't we love
versa.
That?
Yeah, it was great.
What did I used to say? So. I used to say, keep my proteins under $6 a pound. Go ahead and charge me the same, though, for potatoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was like, make your money on the things I make money on.
Oh, you would, at the end of the order, you're like, where are you at commission-wise? You need to move up a bucket? Well, what can I do to help you out?
Is there a spiff you need me to? I'd be like, do you need to sell something this week? Yeah.
You were good to me, but I had a healthy relationship
because
with majority of my clients because they were that way.
Yeah.
Because if they were winning, I was winning.
Right.
And vice versa.
That's exactly right.
So, but now it's everyone's so selfish and out for themselves.
I know.
It's
the
really
hidden.
Unfortunate.
Do you think everyone in life has a hidden agenda? I don't.
No.
I really don't.
Everyone in life. I think there is a percentage of the population that
does. 98%?
I don't know. I consider myself a one percenter. So I can't speak for other people, but I'm too honest and too front forward to have a hidden agenda.
And that's
agenda.
The thing, too.
And
is
I can't keep that organized if I had a hidden
and
agenda.
And if you're telling people like that, it's like, you know what? I'm going to make $8 off this case, so we can do this one, and I'll only make 2. It'll all even out, and we'll all be happy. It's like, I get the business.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing it. And look at how many, since you left me, since we broke up.
I know.
And you forgot to tell me we were getting divorced. Since you left me, look how many different salespeople I've had. And I laugh at them because
you had 9?
I have to tell them, though,
crazy.
About a product.
Yep.
Don't be selling that one because it's really not good. And it's got this much fat on it. And it's this,
Well, because you really paid attention. You knew every single case. Sometimes you were a
pain
in the butt.
Plus, I went to every show and
worked
it.
Every single case that came in the door.
You know, restaurant owners... I don't know if they all go to the food shows because some of them, it was like, I'm not going to that.
Well, a lot of them are losing the loving feeling on that too because
it's
the same crap that's being peddled, you know, and people want to see the, ingenuity. They want to see the new stuff. What's going on the pipeline? Show me something different. Give me
I cannot look at 50 different pizzas.
No.
Yeah.
For the same freaking french fries.
I know.
You've been seeing for how long? It cracks me up. I'm like, come up with something a little more fun.
Lamb Wesson still keeps coming out with cool fries, though.
Yeah.
I still like cutting my own fries.
And they do a great job.
So Burger Time's happening this week. Okay.
Yeah,
I am not telling anybody where it is yet. But, we're closing on that deal finally. And we're going
to
be doing, three girls burgers because it only takes three women
it.
To do 5 guys' jobs. So go ahead. Get ready to sue me. My attorneys are already ready. They're already ready to fight you. I'm going to win.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be doing burgers and great fries. We're going to cut them fresh.
Can we please do an upgrade and have it truffled?
Oh, a truffle fry. We could do that. I want to do, in St. Augustine, there's a place called Heavenly Fries.
Okay.
It's in, in back of the church where all the...
Sounds like we're going on a road trip.
Yeah, we need to go on a road trip. We need a road trip.
Yeah, we do.
We do have to talk about travel before we get off because I realized for the first time, I don't know, maybe in my life since I've had children. I have June 13th till June 27th off.
Sounds like I'm going to help plan you a vacation.
I know. Where do I want to go?
I don't know. I have ideas for you.
My bucket list, and for all of you that don't know, Steph has an extensive travel behind her. She's been to Ecuador. She's eaten muskrat in Ecuador. Now, what was it? Gopher?
Guinea pig.
It was guinea pig. Okay. She's traveled the world. So I got to be honest with you. On my bucket list, you know, I want to eat in France.
Okay.
I want to eat in France. I want a ratatouille. I want a real ratatouille made by somebody that doesn't speak English.
Okay.
Okay. That is on my bucket list. But I'm going to wait to do that. One, my passport's not up to date.
Okay.
Okay. So since this is real quick and I wasn't thinking about that, I need to just go somewhere and chill.
Okay.
We
want to be able to drive
there? I think I just want to lay on a beach. No, I can fly.
I don't mind flying.
Okay. Even though I don't like to fly. Like I was thinking, I'm so wishy-washy today. I really am not in a good place today, I don't think. Plus, I just found out, I thought that I had one more month before my 6 months rollover. You know how I do half the year. Yeah, I thought I had one more month. No, it just started.
This is it. Yeah.
This is it. Yeah, right, what happened? I missed that whole month.
We're in June. It's
crazy. We're in June. I thought it was July I was switching, so I don't know what happened to me there. I must have taken up drinking too much lately.
Right.
But, so I think I just want to lay on a beach.
Okay.
And then eat simple.
All right.
So I think I just want to relax. My idea of a perfect vacation, seriously, is if I could read a book.
Okay.
I want to read.
So I'm thinking like St. Thomas.
So I
want to
read Firefly Lane I want to read.
Oh, you got it.
I do. Yeah. Oh, and there's a couple other books that I keep buying these books, and then I say, why do I buy these?
Yeah.
I'm never going to have a chance. I can't even finish a 2-page magazine.
I know. I have one I need to read.
So that's what I want. I want to be like on the side of a cliff or something that's on the beach.
Okay.
I thought Malibu, but maybe I can't afford that.
Okay.
To fly out, hang on. What better beach than Malibu?
I mean, it's gorgeous.
But maybe there's something on like one of the, I don't know. I've been to Jamaica so many times. I've been to all the islands here. We're coming into hurricane season, so I don't want my 2 weeks wrecked, even though I don't think, you know, I'm going to knock on wood.
Right now, if we're in your time window, you're good. So you really don't want to do anything August, September.
So I just want to lay on a beach.
All right. I'll get to work on it.
And I'm going to read. Okay. So I can go alone. I'm going to leave my kids at your house.
Thanks for the memo.
I love you, you guys. I love you, my kids. But they can stay at home. They'll be just fine. I have never gone anywhere without them.
Oh, I
went to Keith's, you know, to a wedding, but and Lex still isn't talking to me, and that was a month ago. I think I need to
we'll get it
R&R. I need to R&R.
I can certainly do.
Can you think of what's your favorite beach?
It's hard because I live on the beach.
So I know. That's what I'm saying. We live on it, and we have our beach. But and like tonight,
honestly,
I'm going to go to the beach and sleep.
I'm thinking like. A drive one or a little popper flight. Orlando has a direct to Pensacola. Go to Pensacola Beach, the whitest beach in the world.
Oh, and one of my best friends
it's
is in
gorgeous.
Pensacola. Maybe
and
I should do that.
The thing is, the Portofino Resort is amazing.
Okay.
I love it.
And
there's
I've been to another Portofino, so I do like that because
so
you know I'm a hotel
right
snob.
It's the whitest beach in the world.
You know what?
And
my friend
so
Kathy
peaceful.
Spall is up there. Hi, Kathy. I'm coming.
I'm peaceful for you. I'm like,
I know.
You would love that.
Kathy, I'm coming then.
And Destin gets too overpopulated. Watercolors is really cool.
Where's that?
That is just west of Panama City.
Okay. You know what? I haven't done that. Huh.
Rosemary Beach, that whole like.
I have a friend
really
in Bonita Springs who's always saying, come over there, come over there.
Yeah. I'm thinking west coast of Florida.
So I'm thinking I want it to look like Malibu.
Well, then we can set it for Malibu. So,
I don't think
I'm
I can
saying,
afford it.
But if you want green water, like you want the emerald green water and the white beaches, it just wins.
All right. So
you
know
what? I'll throw some options.
Okay. So I'm gonna leave here and I'm literally done with my day today.
It's only an hour flight and right now it's only $64 from
Oh, you know what? Hey, so I can eat two meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can get all kinds of willy nilly.
I could take up drinking. I already did that.
Yeah, exactly.
So like I've been I had a big breakfast today. We had the career day in the auditorium.
How was
still
the turnout?
Going. I left about 1,000 people in the building. I left Darcy and Diane about 1,000 people in the building
Don't
when I left.
Ladies.
And I said, see
I
you.
Got
I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I got to go talk crazy on the radio.
They got to prove they can do what yes, five guys do.
That's right. And then the rest of the night, I think I'm going to sleep on the beach because I got up early.
Good.
So I'm going to go to my beach. My beach. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and bash me because you guys think that I really think it's my beach.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. Did you see that post?
I posted,
there's all these people found my beach, and people literally put, it's not your beach. It's a public beach. I'm like, are you serious? Lighten up. Lighten up, people.
Humor.
People need to lighten up on all the mom and pop restaurants right now. Mm-hmm. We're taking such a big hit right now. Times are tough. Tougher than I think they've ever been. And please, please lighten up. Lighten up on Facebook. Lighten up on Yelp. And give the mom and pop places a break.
Be more patient.
Yes.
And you know, instead of attacking on social media, take the time and courtesy to, you know, speak with the owners while you're there.
Yeah.
Or speak to a manager and just be honest and open about your experience, but give it another shot. You know, give them a chance to resurrect it.
I think I'll go to Cuisine this week and have a burger.
You know what?
I'm going to go back.
You're going to have a dose of a little.
I'm going to. It is. Do you have company in town this weekend?
I'm unfortunately heading out. Remember you said you'd drive me to the airport.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm driving you to the airport tomorrow.
I'm going to Colorado.
So I have to be in Vero Beach at 11:30, so we have to leave early.
Oh, girl, then I'll just
no.
Do an Uber. Yeah.
Are you kidding? No, your plane doesn't leave till what, 9?
My plane's not till 10 a.m.
So you gotta leave like at 8?
We gotta leave, yeah, like 7:30.
I got plenty of time.
Sure.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Highway 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not afraid.
Okay, you'll cut down.
I'm driving a rocket.
Yeah, you do. I love that car. It's like a spaceship.
I'm driving my rocket.
Nice.
I can't figure out how to turn the radio on yet, but
I'll help
I'm driving
you.
The rocket.
That's,
yeah, we. Oh,
so
you can read the manual
in the
on the way.
Me troubleshooting your vehicle. It'll be fantastic.
Love my new car.
Accepted.
I'm so blessed. Yes.
I'm excited for you.
So Jennifer, we went to SeaWorld, which I have to tell you, SeaWorld now is a no cash place. Mm-hmm. They don't take cash.
Nope.
So you take your cash, you put it into an ATM-type machine, it spits out a card for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Do we live in America?
Yeah.
Now, when you're traveling, cash still king or no?
50-50.
So this is crazy. You guys, I want cash. Bring your cash. I'll still take your pennies even. Yeah. Bring, you know, gun show weekend, that's
cashless.
A cash.
Yeah, that because
it's crazy. Planes have gone cashless.
Yeah, they're cashless.
Yeah.
And then certain parts of the country that I was in when I was in Ecuador and Peru were cash only, and then other parts were card only.
Now, I got to be honest. I didn't even look where, because you sent me pictures of your plane tickets. I didn't even look to see where you went. It was just like, can you give me the airport? I put yes and yes. Yes on the right there. Yes on the way back. Yeah. I got you covered. Where are you going? Anywhere
I'm going
exciting?
To Colorado, Breckenridge.
Okay.
I'm going to the mountains. I'm changing up my view, too.
All right. You changed up the view.
So this is my annual sibling trip with my siblings.
That's very cool.
And then my honey will be with me as
That's
well.
Very good.
So we're very
and he's already met your family.
Yes.
So that's a beautiful thing.
He's already got a whole bromance going on with my brother-in-law, my brother. They even have their own text, right? I just was educated last night. I was like, oh, okay. Well, thank you for saving all that chaos for my sister and I and having your own thread together.
And you've been to this place you're going before.
This is my fourth time going.
Okay.
Back.
All right.
We absolutely love it. So we have, it's from my brother-in-law. We have a business townhouse that we get and right in the heart of Brack. So we are big into the whole trailing, hiking, outdoor stuff.
So, and that's, you know, Keith's backyard. That's, he hiked in his backyard and climbed mountains. And that was in Fort Collins. And it was just beautiful. You know, the clouds
a nice
and
change.
The mountains.
You know, we live in a very flat world.
I don't want to hike anywhere. I want to lay my butt on a beach, read a book.
No, we're going to put your butt on a beach. We can do that.
I need to hear water running or waves.
Yep.
I need,
So,
which sounds crazy because I live on the beach. But I need to hear, I don't know.
It's different, though.
I'll probably end up at Gaylord Palms just because I like there.
I love the Gaylord.
I know. You know what? I'll probably end up there. No.
Gaylord,
it's an hour from home.
There is a wonderful Marriott all-inclusive on the West Coast. That's absolutely stunning. I can send you a link for that one.
Too. Where's it at?
It's right around Naples.
Huh. Okay.
And it's beautiful.
Because if it was near Tampa, I could still play cards. I could still play poker.
Oh, I do know
like poker.
A good one just south of Tampa.
Okay.
There. I have a few.
All right, because I need to, I'm wishy-washy.
All
I hate wishy-washy.
App, you know, I have so many
Burns Steakhouse is over there, one of my favorite steakhouses.
I'm thinking West Coast, because if you do too much travel, then you lose too much time in that, and that also is a stressor. You're going to relax and zen out. So
right.
I think
I'm leaving my kids at home. I love you kids, but I'm leaving you home.
But then you're close enough to get to them if you need to.
Yeah,
you know, they have,
yeah,
they can
right.
have my number,
that's
and they
right.
do anything. I'm there. Just bring Lex over.
That's right.
You can just come stay at
you
the
know,
house.
I have such a great village, so. And they're all like, no, Kim, you need to get away. You need to... Yeah. You need to get anger management. This can be your anger management. Maybe I could find a 12-step meeting while I'm gone
right.
for anger management so I'm not beating people up.
No, it's only the stupidity that drives you to anger.
That's what it is,
not,
isn't it?
Not that you have anger issues.
So we've got a lot going on in Brevard. Let me just tell you our favorite Harley-Davidson, Space Coast Harley-Davidson. That's at 1440 Sportsman Lane, Northeast Palm Bay, 32905. They have an event. I'm going to say this and beat this up. Sagi and Kyo's hot dogs. Have you heard of that? It's like a truck type thing.
Oh, it's
thing.
A food truck, yeah.
But they do all these events, and they're doing a lot of events at the Space Coast Harley. But on June 15th, from 11 to 5, they're having their first annual barbecue mania. There's a lot of festivities happening for the day. That's become a great area out there. It's a big area. We're still trying to get with Bass Pro Shop there, Danny, to get some fishing poles. But that's where the Harley Davidson is. There's
yeah,
also a trampoline
really
place out
there. Yeah.
But they've got their first annual barbecue mania, and I have to tell you, it looks like a lot of fun. The same that same hot dog vendor is also doing something called Splish Splash Day, which anything to me with soap and suds and whatever. That sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Soap and suds.
I love anything with soap and suds where you're slipping and sliding. But they're doing on July 1st, they're doing a Splish Splash Day from 10 to 3. And before we get to July, July 13th, that one is. And we're going to talk about that a lot. But the June 15th one, the first annual barbecue mania, make sure you mark your calendars. For kids, we've got a lot of stuff going on. For kids, we've got the Oaks Theater on Hibiscus is doing their free movies for the kids. It's very cost effective. You can get, you know, popcorn and sodas and all that. It doesn't set you way back, but it gives you something to do with the kids because they're on summer break.
Yeah,
they have
are.
You felt it yet? Because they're home. The Brevard Zoo, which I want to always remind people, is a non-for-profit place to be. They run on donations. Even if you just buy a ticket to the park, it helps them take care of the animals. We have an awesome zoo, awesome
really
people that run that zoo. The June 4th is Brevard Zoo Day. I have to tell you, kudos to them because June 4th to the 10th is Pride Week at the zoo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You come
wonderful.
In, you buy a ticket. I want everybody to go to Brevard Zoo. Check out Pride Week for the zoo because I think it's great that they're supporting an event that's so controversial, especially because we're in a red area. And I would love if everybody just went and bought one of these tickets. You get a bunch of stuff with it. And I like to see them supporting other groups that
yeah,
are
absolutely
a little controversial.
No, I think it's good.
World Sea Turtle Day is coming up on June 16th. That's also Father's Day at the zoo. It's 10 to 3. All fathers get in free.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Which is sort of cool. And
yeah.
I don't know. Have you been to the zoo in a while?
I have.
So I love it.
Really
I love the zoo. But you don't see many fathers out there.
No,
it's all women.
Yeah,
it's always the moms. So fathers, you don't know what you're missing. So the Brevard Zoo, go to their page. Check out all the stuff that they've got going on through the summer with the kids. Lots and lots of fun. We've got at the Henniger Center. Now this is coming up, but they just want to get you guys ready for it. August 16th to September 8th, they're having Beauty and the Beast. Fridays and Saturdays from 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, they have at 8 p.m. Sundays, they have a matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are like between $25 and $35.
Oh, that's fair.
And yeah, it's fair. And I have to tell you, even though they're local talent, I'm telling you, these shows are good.
Okay, I'm going to have to go and
I know.
Do it.
You know what? You got to try a comedy.
That's what I want to do.
I'm telling you.
You mentioned me the comedy.
My sides hurt when I leave. Because so I'm not really a play person like musicals, but I got to tell you, everyone I've seen has been good. Yeah. I saw Jesus Christ Superstar there. It was really good. The Moonlight Yoga is this. I'm going to. This is my place, too. This is at Front Street. Let's see here.
Okay.
Moonlight Yoga is on the 21st at Front Street, outside, 6 p.m. to 8:30. That's going to be loads of fun for people that do yoga. And definitely Mel Boom. I can't wait for Mel Boom. It's going to be a good year for fireworks.
This Friday, they're going to start doing the first Fridays of every month in Cocoa Village on King Street. They're going to do a Bourbon Street celebration.
Oh.
That's going to be really neat.
So let's just talk about bourbon for a second, because I did the gun show, and of course the MPB, you know, Melbourne's police department's always there, MPD's always there, and they were telling me they're having what's called a bourbon pull, where all these places in town are donating a bottle of bourbon. Some might be Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Some of them might be high end.
Yeah.
It's $50 a ticket it's going to be, and we're going to be giving out that information coming up. But it sounded like such a cool thing. You pay $50 for a ticket. You do leave with a bottle of bourbon.
That's cool.
It is.
I
you
do
pull
like that.
Strings for what bottle of bourbon you get.
Oh, that's a riot.
And, yeah. So they're going to get that much bourbon donated.
Oh, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, so there's going to be a bottle of bourbon for every single person. You don't know what's going to be on that.
That's interesting. Yeah. You never know what you're
going to
get.
And they're going to pull for bourbon. So I'm glad you're keeping up with Cocoa Village, because we've got our Pints and Pistols happening.
Yep, Pints and Pistols up there.
And tell us more.
They are getting a whole new outdoor awning area, so they're going to start doing live music.
Are they on the beach?
No, they're in. So they're in.
They're in the village.
They're north of Cocoa, so they're northwest. So it's in the Oxbow Circle. It's in the Industry District area.
Okay.
Because it's a shooting range.
Okay.
So
it's a shooting
range. And then they also have Girl and a Gun on Tuesdays. So it's for women.
Girl and what?
Girl and a Gun.
Girl and a Gun.
So they can come shoot free.
Wow.
And you can check out
the
classes.
Oh, like a girls' happy hour.
Yeah, it's really
girls'
cool.
Night.
And then you get to meet a whole camaraderie of women.
So do you need your own gun for that?
No.
So women can walk in without a gun.
Yep.
They're going to give them a quick, you do.
You go into, and you can, it's a trial, so you can go and check it out. The women shoot free. They charge just for the merch to be a part of the meeting. I think it's only like $5 or $10.
Okay.
It's very low.
All right.
And
that's
you
affordable.
Can go through tutorials. You can use their guns. The instructors are so cool. And I actually had one of the instructors put me through a whole training. It was really fun. And
now, are you a gun owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That's cool.
So I was enjoying it. And just things you don't think about, like not extending your arms, having your arms close to your chest, because people are less engaged to knock the weapon out of your arms when you're trying to defend yourself. Just certain things, and getting comfortable shooting up close, because generally you're not, target shooting. You are.
I was married to
yourself.
A guy that even loaded his own shotgun shells, and I used to shoot them clay birds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I liked, I didn't not, he was a hunter.
Yeah.
But he ate everything. He was a hunter.
Yeah.
They went out every
true
Saturday.
Hunter,
yeah, he was a true hunter. He had
that doesn't bother
He had that
me.
Gross jacket that they catch things and put in the pockets. And this, oh, my God, the thing was gross. And the dog that went out with them, and that was, the dog couldn't wait for the weekend to go. But I don't knock anything without trying it. So, of course, my mother took me out and got me beautiful matching, down boots. The whole down, I was in brown, and I'm ready to get out there. We're going deer hunting. I sat in a tree all day, and then about dusk, one of them deers came out and truly scared the crap out of me. and then everybody was saying shoot at the squirrel, and I gotta tell you, I cried for a week, and I said, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm never doing this again. But I'll shoot them clay birds with you.
I will do clay birds.
Yeah.
I'm not a hunter.
Yeah,
I'm
cannot.
So
I never felt so bad in my whole life, but I got it. I shot it and got it first shot.
Yeah.
And then I sat on that ground and cried like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't kill bugs.
No.
Yeah.
I save bugs too.
I have big things coming in my house. Let me tell you, have you seen the palmettos? They tell me they're palmettos. That's a Florida roach. I don't care what anybody says. Huh? Look at Danny going stomp them.
Yeah.
I can't. I take the vacuum, suck them up, and I take it outside.
Okay. Well, that's smart. As long as you release it. I'm like, you put
no,
them in there, you let them
no,
die.
No, if you hit them, they run from you.
Yeah.
They run from them, and they go, I'm just going to hide in your room so you can't sleep tonight. No, I get that long hose on the vacuum, just suck them right out, and then I take that thing right outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remove them.
But they're huge. Do you have them in your house right now?
No.
No, my kids, they leave the doors open.
Yeah.
Because they say these things come in from the outside.
My lanai helps, so I get lucky with that.
What is it?
My lanai, my screen porch.
Oh, yeah.
Helps attract a lot of
them. No, these things are, some of them are as big as mice, I'm telling you. They are.
It's a palmetto bug. It's a Florida. It's a Florida.
Now, I don't mind when the lizards get my house because people are grossed out by that. No, that doesn't bother me at all.
No lizards, I just grab them
come on in.
Release them.
Come on in. I'll name you.
Eat the buggy.
Yeah, I'll name you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a name.
My friend.
You can hang out.
Some pets.
Yeah.
I caught a frog not too long ago, and I was petting him, and he was totally, like, into it and everything, and my boyfriend's like, what are you doing?
I'm like, my ducks.
Like
I had ducks.
A little child just came out inside me. I was like, I'm going to catch the frog and give him a little massage.
That is too funny. We do have a lot of little creatures.
That's Florida living, though.
Yeah.
We have lots of wildlife.
So I love when people do come in, though, from, you know, like a cold state or something where they haven't seen. Because when you walk outside, truly, the lizards.
It's critter. The whole ground.
I call them geckos.
Yeah.
They move. Our ground moves. I don't care about those big black snakes that I see every other day. But
nah, They're harmless.
No, they're good to have.
They're there to eat the beach mice.
That's right.
So we don't have.
So we have our sea grapes have bats. On the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I love the bats on the beach because 5 o'clock dusk.
You hear them chirping at night?
And they come out and they fly the same pattern every night because I used to, you know, when on the condo, one got on my balcony even.
Oh,
I had to sweep it off. And they're a little creepy looking.
They're creepy looking. We need them.
Have you seen the vampire bats?
Yeah.
They're like their wings. Yeah. We got a lot of creep things here.
I've seen some really cool bats around the world. And
you've had a guinea pig.
Cool.
Maybe you'll eat bat.
No, I have not had a bat. Never going to live this one down.
Yeah, that's right. What else we got? You got anything going on food-wise?
No. We're just doing the revamp of Pints and Pistols. I know Lose Blues is getting their online
so
ordering
So Keith went to Lose Blues this weekend after our suggestion to go there.
He was excited to try it. So how was his experience?
So it's terrible because I didn't even ask him. He just told me he went there. I will tell you, though, you and I did the FM Pizza.
Yeah.
The Tuesday. Danny, I know you said you were going to do that sometime with us. We went to FM Pizza on the Tuesday trivia night. Pretty cool in there. I got to tell you, Darcy was pretty smart. My niece.
Yeah.
She knows them things. I didn't know one. I'm dumber than a fifth grader. I'm getting lots of texts here today. This is good. So, oops. Oh. Sorry, guys. So at least two people are listening. We try to keep you. What's happening in Brevard. Also, text us and let us know where you want us to check out. Because we've got to wait. People talk to us. Why do people talk to us?
Know,
they all
want
to talk to us and tell us what's going on. I felt like a rock star. I went into Dijon's the other night, and they're like, oh, we listened to your show the other day. We heard your show.
Oh, good.
And I love that. And, of course, at the gun show, you know, we had so many people say, you need to say this, and you need to say that. I'm like, okay. Just tell me. I'm glad that, I'm glad we're getting feedback, good or bad. Listen, the 10th person that texts me at 321-437-1567 at What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim, Steph, and Danny today. Thank you, Danny, for sitting in before Steph got here. We're going to give you two tickets, though, to Tyrus.
All right.
And these are be the last two tickets because that's Friday, big night in the Melbourne Auditorium. I've got the MMA fights coming on, too. Let's go ahead and give away two tickets to the MMA fights on the 29th, too. So if you are the 25th, you have to tell me which tickets you want, though. So text me and say, I want tickets to the MMA or I want tickets to Tyrus.
Yep.
Tyrus is, again, Friday the 7th. The MMA is on the 29th. I'm going to give you a little thing. I can't tell you who it is because I don't know because they wouldn't tell me. I'm thinking it's Ronda Rousey. I don't know, because they said that there's going to be a famous female MMA fighter who quit that's going to be there and talking for the fight. So we're all betting. We're all wondering who it's going to be for those MMA fights.
They will know.
I know. We'll know who's coming. And, of course, what's going to be there, Danny? Me. Doing burgers, drinks.
Yeah.
And maybe something, you know, not your ordinary concession. We'll put out something really cool for them MMA fights. I like to theme fights.
Yeah.
You know, I like to do something theme. I need a theme. Something I like when menus, when they want me to take my stuff and name it after some of them.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I need
that's
to do that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to liven the place up.
A little knockout burger, roundhouse.
you missed it. I don't know if you're listening to us in the car because the MMB is doing Wednesday and Thursday night, I'm at the auditorium because it's band night. So the band's going to be there, and they're doing a picnic and bringing their own food. Did I say that? Can you understand that? I hope not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shh. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there doing great food and lots of alcohol. Don't bring your non-alcohol beverage, you know, like they want you to. No, because I'm going to have real, I'm going to have some cool
good
drinks.
Stuff. Yeah.
I always make that drink that's the same color as the river water.
The punch?
My yeah.
Yes.
My Laguna water. I call it my Laguna water. You can mix it with vodka, rum, or gin for $6. You know what? You guys might want to just come to drink.
Yeah.
You can sit in my section.
Exactly.
You hear the band on the side, but you can sit in my section. You can come in and drink for $6. $6 Laguna water with vodka, rum, or gin. Extra buck, I'll throw some Crown in there. Extra buck, I'll throw some really good tequila in there. Yeah. We can drink all night.
$3, you'll just swirl with your pinky.
We can make that band real exciting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What do you got going this weekend? Anything exciting?
I'll be in Breck. I'll be in Colorado.
Okay,
so I'll be
but
doing
you,
that with the
you got plans, though?
Yeah,
I mean, you got a good restaurant
rafting.
To go there? That's
we're
good.
We're going to be doing some golfing, of course, and lots of hiking. We plan on doing another 14.
You don't dirt bike anymore?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because our body is broken apart.
You know, too expensive. I can't ride kids. My body can't catch.
I know. I think I've broken so many bones. Dirt biking, really, I have.
No, I got to be more mindful. I have too many companies relying on me. So
last time I was going down a hill, huge sand hill. This is in the dunes. And something just snapped and it went into neutral.
Oof.
And you're trying to go slow. Just zoom, boom, down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what'd I break this time?
Those are the times that teach you life lessons.
We've got, we still need vendors for the holiday market. The holiday market at the auditorium is really cool. The first day is for kids, and we've got, last year we had a snow machine out there. We had a big ice slide. They come in and make so many pounds of ice.
So cool.
And it is so cool. But we're still looking for vendors. Call the Melbourne Auditorium because they need just a few more vendors for the holiday market. That's sort of a cool thing. It's not like a flea market. It's some different shops and towns, people that make really cool things that you can't buy other places.
Okay.
But you can actually come in and do all your Christmas shopping.
Oh, that'd be great.
And so we've got that going on. Don't forget about the zoo and the Oaks. And we're going to keep you updated on the Splish Splash Day.
Yes, keep supporting local.
King Center, just really quick, because I know Danny's just gave me the little rabbit ears, and now he's giving me the finger. The King Center on July 26th is Donny Osmond.
Oh, okay.
Who
that'll
knew?
Be a good one.
Who knew that he could still sing?
I know.
Any last minute thoughts?
No, that'll be it. Just keep eating local.
Keep eating local, guys.
And
please don't.
And even your mom and pop shops too. Go
and
see
don't trash them,
on
Facebook, please. Be sweet. Be sweet like me.
Yep.
And Steph. That's right.
Have a conversation.
Just be
about
kind.
It.
Just be kind. I'm gonna work on this at anger management, you guys. Okay. Yeah.
Be kind. Pay it forward.
Try not to be an angry person. Listen. Thank you for tuning in today to What's Cooking in the 3-2-1 with Kim, Steph, and Danny.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, you guys.
That's all.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.